Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. Today we're doing a teaching about pray without ceasing. This will be an ongoing teaching, and we will be teaching every day for a few days on this. And if you'd like to have this teaching in its fullness, if you'd call our ministry center, we will give you that number at the end of the show. All of our teachings are free and postpaid. So praise the Lord Jesus. We hope you enjoy the teaching on pray without ceasing.
Some of us come up to God and the devil's beat up on us, and we've not abided in Him. We've not studied His Word. I mean, to give you an example, you're a married man. What do you think would happen today, that couple that we just made a while ago, if they go have a week-long honeymoon and they're intimate with each other for a week, and then he says, oh, by the way, honey, I've got to go back to work, and he will have to. And then he says, and I'll see you later. And so Monday morning when he goes back to work, when do you think she expects him to call her? In about an hour? Maybe? You know, on the way to work, he's on the way to work, his cell phone, honey, are you doing okay? I've been gone 15 minutes, are you okay? Yeah, see, he loves her, doesn't he? And just before he left, he says, I'm going to be busy for a little while, so I won't call you again for at least another half hour. Is that being intimate with your mate? Yes. Hey, now see, that's kind of what she expects, especially at first. You know, but let's say he goes to work and he don't call. And that night he don't come home. And at 10 o'clock and he's still at home. And she's trying to call him on the cell phone and he's not answering. And Tuesday he don't come home. And Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And Saturday night, about 9 o'clock, he comes bopping in the door and said, hi, honey, dinner ready? What do you think she's going to say? Oh, slap him out the door, right? Well, what is this? You didn't love me, you had me to call me. You didn't tell me where you were. Wonder any of us knew Jesus like that? Do we? Did we go to church on Sunday morning and not read His Word, not talk to Him, not do nothing for 3 weeks? And then you come back to the church, you walk in the house, Jesus, how are you doing? He says, who are you? It's a good thing He's merciful, isn't it? If He wasn't merciful, how many of us would be alive in this room today? Not one single one of us. We are so grateful that the King's a lot more merciful than you are. I don't know about you, brother, but I ain't that merciful, are you? No, you're not either. I know we're not, because we're human beings. We're flesh and blood. We're not that merciful. So anyway, when he says, if you dwell in me, and my words will dwell in you, then you can ask what you want. But he says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And then you will say, I will serve the Lord. He is my refuge and my fortress. He is my God. In Him will I trust. Think about you girls. You walk in to your whatever, and you walk in, and you know all the people's in there, and nobody knows your husband. And you walk in and say, by the way, this is my husband. You introduce yourself and introduce him to everybody. But what if you didn't introduce him to nobody? You just let him stand by your side and never acknowledge he was even there. What do you think that would make him feel like? He wasn't important in your life. Well, that's the way we do God. We come in and say, well, now, let me tell you about my Jesus. Somebody said, oh, no, no, you're one of the religious freaks. I don't want to hear about this stuff. Well, let me tell you, I'm going to tell you about my Jesus, because he's the most awesome thing to me. I've got to tell you about the best thing that ever happened to me. You know, if he really is the best thing that ever happened to you, you know you can't keep your mouth shut. And you have to tell them about him. You know, and when they say, you can't do this, you can't talk about Jesus, you say, I can't not talk about Jesus. But if you keep talking about him, we're going to fire you. That's okay. That's okay. Go ahead and fire me. You know. But you know, if you acknowledge these things and you talk about Jesus and you pray over everything, when you walk to the workplace, you will be amazed at what you get to see the King do. Because you'll start doing some things in faith. I mean, I mean, when you've seen God do what I've seen him do in the workforce. I mean, I was in the workforce. I prayed over everything. I mean, we prayed over everything we did. I could pray over, it didn't matter what I was doing. And I didn't do it silently. I'd raise my hand and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I need to know how to fix this or that, or I need to know how to do this or that. And they'd say, what is wrong with this crazy guy? Oh, thank you, Lord. And then I'd come over and say, oh, this is the way you do this. And they said, what? Yeah. One day I walked in down and a guy was working on a truck. I said, what's the problem? He said, I don't know what the problem is. I've been working on this truck for hours and I can't figure out what's wrong with it. I said, have you prayed? Oh, Thurman, no, I didn't pray. I said, well, let's do it. I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, would you show me what's wrong with this truck? I said, thank you, Lord. I said, now then, where's the wiring diagram? I said, it's over there on the cabinet. I said, okay, let's go over there and get it. I went over there and I got the wiring diagram. I said, let's start right at the power source and let's take it over and I want you to go right here and see if we got power. Checked. He said, yeah, there's power out there. I said, okay, let's go past this relay right here and see if we got power. We had no power. I said, okay, there's your problem. That relay right there is not working. Tell me. Three or four or five minutes total, prayer and everything. He said, how in the world do you do these things? I said, you notice what I did first? What did I do first? I prayed. Will God give you supernatural knowledge and wisdom when you pray first? And then he will do something so supernatural that somebody's been working on the problem for 4 or 5 or 6 hours, and you can get the knowledge and fix it in 5 minutes. I had the same thing happen with the big ice machine down in Houston one time. A guy asked him if he knew these machines, and he said, well, but I'm a good electrician, so I can figure it out. I said, well, okay. I said, if you need any help, I'm pretty knowledgeable on that machine myself. So I said, I think I can help you. And so I walked around the plant doing all kinds of things for 2 or 3 hours. And I came back, and he's still up there. And I said, buddy, you're having trouble with that machine. You don't have it running yet. He said, well, no, it's a pretty complex machine. I said, well, I know it is. But I said, with a wiring diagram, you shouldn't need very much time to fix it. I said, by the way, you're a Christian? Well, yeah, but I said, where do you go to church? Well, I don't go to church. I said, that's what I thought. I said, I'm a Christian. I go to church. God answers my prayer. I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, show me what's wrong with this ice machine. I said, Lord, thank you. I said, let's start right here. And again, in about 3 minutes of checking, I said, there's your problem right there. He looked at me and said, you know, you must think I'm the biggest dummy in the world. I said, no, I just found out you need to learn to pray a little more. What did God say he'd do for you if you put him first in everything you do? What did he say you could ask him for? What is it we don't understand about anything? So in the workforce, in fact, the young man that got married this morning, he's a computer science engineer. And after he started coming to my church over in North Dallas and hearing me teach these things, he said, I had never dreamed about praying for some of these complex problems. He said, sometimes I used to work for hours and even days on some of these computer glitches trying to find the problem. He said, one day out there, I'd work for 4 or 5 hours, and I just wasn't any closer than I was when I started. And he said, all of a sudden I thought, Father, in the name of Jesus, you know everything. Would you help me find this problem? Now, Lord, thank you for helping me find the problem in Jesus' name. He said, Thurman, in 5 minutes I had that thing fixed. But that's just like a while ago when he left. He said, you know, I heard something else on one of your tapes one time. When your daughter got married and got pregnant, she come to you and said, Daddy, I have asked God for a healthy baby. And you looked her right in the eye and said, Amanda, is that all you've asked God for? She said, what do you mean, Daddy? I said, honey, he's a great big God. Ask him for a beautiful, healthy, intelligent one at least. At least beautiful, healthy, and intelligent. I mean, since he's a faith God, why cut the king short? I mean that ought to be basic, right? I mean, then you can go past that after that. You know, I mean, I am absolutely tired of the church praying for things that are normal. We should never ask God for nothing normal. I mean, he's not a normal God, is he? Ask him for something supernatural. It depends on where your faith walk is. When you get to this level of your faith walk, you will never ask him for nothing normal again. You know, I don't want nothing normal. I want everything to be supernatural. I mean, shouldn't we be like that? He did say we could ask for anything, didn't he? So why cut him short? And then I told her, I said, you need to ask him to let you have that baby with no pain. I mean, is that taken outside the box? I mean, most women have babies with pain. But most people do a lot of things with pain or suffering, and they think it's just something we have to bear. I mean, don't we? I mean, everybody else lives there. The rest of the people in the church, they live there. So what makes you think I could have this? Well, it depends on whether you've read the owner's manual or not. If you read the owner's manual, the Lord says you should live in a different place. We should not live normal. We should live supernatural. He said we can ask him for anything. So why go so little as to ask him for a healthy baby? That's okay. You want a healthy one. But maybe he's the ugliest kid in the world. You know? You don't want the ugliest kid in the world. I mean, do you, Grandma? You want him to be beautiful, right? Of course. You want him to grow up to be beautiful. You want him to have five fingers and toes on each hand and foot. You know? And you want him to be perfect little feet and perfect little legs. You don't want one finger to be short. You don't want nothing. You want him to have perfect everything. Right? I mean, so ask God for it. Turn in your order. Well, Andy said he heard me talk about those kind of things. So he said, you know, Lord, here I am. I've never been married, but I would like to have a godly wife. But this is my requirement. She must be beautiful, number one. She must be a spiritual woman. She must be willing to pray with me. She must be willing to study the Word of God with me. I mean, he went down the list. She must be a good housekeeper. She must be her house must be spotless. I love a clean house. He turned in his requirements. And then he said, God put him with Taylor. And he started going with her, and finally, he said, well, she meets this one. He started checking off his list. And when he got the last one checked off, he said, Lord, this has got to be the one for me. He asked her to marry him, and she said, yes.
We're going to have to stop right there on the teaching, but we'll start right there tomorrow. We hope you're enjoying this teaching on Pray Without Ceasing. It will be a continuing, ongoing teaching. And if you would like to call our ministry center at 940-242-2106, 940-242-2106. We will be happy to send you this teaching in its entirety, free and postpaid. Now then, you can contact us on the web at www.tlsm.org. TLSM.org. And there you can order all of these teachings. We have many, and they're free and postpaid. And you can find many other interesting things on our website. Remember, Jesus Christ is Lord. Praise the King.